Now, I'm delighted to say, joining me on the line, he had a few weeks break. He's back with us, the returning Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, great to have you back on the airwaves of Ireland Radio. And a lot's happening, local athletes, young athletes, this weekend so far.
Yes, indeed, Kieran. And when I was away, just obviously so many young Donegal athletes medalling in over the last couple of weekends, and we'll not go back on that. But it was a successful couple of weeks and weekends, indeed. And now we're moving on. This is the final day today in Tullamore, and still ongoing. So if I miss something, it just means it hasn't happened yet. But at the moment, it's the third and last day of the National Underage Championships, so that'll wrap up the season for them. Before I even go to that, last night there was a big meet in Dublin called the Martin Games, and international athletes from around the world come in for that, and it's an annual event. But the Donegal story out of that was Oran McBrearty. He won the Gerry Kiernan Foundation race, the under 20 race. He was very, very impressive in that, and what has been a great season for him, the young Finn Valley lad from Drumkeen. He's been really, really, really out front and pushing hard, and obviously Dermot McGrann has done a good job with him and stuck with him over the years, and that's paying off big time. And it's always good to relate to the coach, of course, and in this case McBrearty, winning last night in Dublin was yet another, as the season winds down for him, obviously. And he'll go into his last year at St. Columbus, and then what happens after that. So that's the story there with last night. Today is, as you say, the third and last day of the National Underage Championships. And yes, the big story there, young girl from up the Glenfinn area, Kitty Louise McMonagall, winning the National Under 19 long jump title. A young girl who came into the sport many years ago at the primary school's athletics, was obviously a good girl, but she's had her ups and downs, and more recently this year she has been medalling, and indeed at the National Junior Championships in the long jump she did indeed bring a medal back, and there was a sign that she was beginning to get a bit of confidence about her, and indeed her coach Anne Slevin has stuck with her through thick and thin, and has paid off big time for her today. So the young girl from, she's up at that school up in Ballinamore there, Cuala School. So well done to her, and well done to her coach. And indeed, her coach had another good news story, because her young fella, Stephen, got second in the high jump. So good day for the coach there. So well done to Kitty Louise McMonagall from, as I say, up Glenfinn direction of Ballinamore and from the school, so national champion. So that was the best of the Donegal story out of today. And then, of course, when I was away, there was a selection picked for the European Under 18 Championships, which are in Rieti next weekend, basically. Three Donegal athletes selected there. Leo Gara from Finn Valley, Tara Rose Smith, Finn Valley, and young Harry McIlwain from Letterkenny. He's in the relay. Leo Gara is in the walk, and Tara Rose is in the 800 metres. So that's three Donegal athletes in action there. Good to see that kind of acknowledgement, indeed. And again, acknowledgement for coaches, you know, which is important. Sinead McConnell, the coach to Leo Gara, has done a great job over the years, really, to build her towards European qualification. And then we have, of course, Tara Rose Smith is coached by Mark Connolly and Sinead Kenny, so they were very happy with that. And then, of course, Catherine McDevitt has been driving a very talented group and a very dedicated group in Letterkenny for a number of years. And, of course, Harry McIlwain is the latest in that, and he's a student, of course, at the Royal School. And he is, just to say it, he's the fastest-born Donegal man ever, over 100 metres, and he really hit it this year. And we have to keep an eye out for him, because over 1 and 200 metres in the years ahead, he will rewrite the record, the Donegal records, particularly over 1 and 200. But at this moment in time, he's young, he's 17 years of age, and he's really making an impact. So well done to all of them. That happened as when I was just on my way back to Ireland. So that was the good news story. Now tonight, Stumbrineck is in Belgium, competing in the high jump. We'll wait to tomorrow to bring you that story. And of course, Lauren Callaghan, she's chasing, the Kelly Gordon girl is chasing a qualification for Birmingham for the European Championships. She's so close. She's been 5 centimetres short on a number of occasions as she really journeys through Europe to try and get that 5.55 that's, or 5.655 that she needs for qualification. But hopefully tonight might be the night, and she's in Belgium as well. So that's the story there. So tomorrow we'll bring you that story. But at the moment, it's Kitty Louise is the story from the National Underage Championships, of course, and the selection of those three young talented athletes for the European Under-18 Championships in Rieti, in Italy, next weekend.